Hey, Ruben.
Hey, John, how are you doing?
Hello?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Perfect, perfect. Sorry about the phone tag. Is now an okay time?
Yeah, this is perfect.
Great. So I've got the refinance approved for the working capital loan. I just want to give you the figures on that, okay?
Sure.
Okay, so let's bring this up.
And you see, you can give me extra, right?
Yeah, no, we're going to net you more. So
Okay, sounds good.
here's how the loan's going to work. Generally, if the loan balance is above $100,000, there's some kind of sticky issues to get through. So what I did was I submitted the file. I didn't want them to like close the file upon just getting it submitted. So I submitted it with a $100,000 loan balance, which means, that way when it get flagged in the system, let's just bring this up. It's approved. So it's called a refinance or net funding, which means that you don't have to pay anything out of your pocket. You can take some of the loan to pay off your current balance and the rest you net. So we have an approval. It was originally coming in around 200 and then we bumped it up to 215 and then 225. 225 is going to be the max. So basically, we can use some of this funding to pay off. We can use some of this funding to pay off your current balance, and the rest goes to you or your business. In terms of the file, my suggestion is, since you have this thing with Seattle Prime, to make things function smoothly, I would try to do a no more than a payoff of like 100. So if you can get it close to 100 and then get a letter from them saying, hey, the payoff's 100, I think that'd be the most helpful. I don't know what your current balance is. I'm guessing you've had the loan for about two months, correct? I'm guessing your loan's, probably around 120 or so. So the most we can use is right now 100, although I might be able to bump it up to 112. So it'd be 225. So let's just give you an idea of what's available. You're at two. Let's say it's 225, and let's say you get your balance down to 100. That means that we would use 100 to pay off your current obligation and give you another 125,000. So assuming the balance is at 100 or can get close to there, we would give you 125 and pay them off with 100, which is required. Additionally, we're going to do this over 18 months. We can do it shorter, but we can do this up to 18 months. So it's even though you're borrowing, more than twice as much money, it's not going to double your payment.
Okay, so a year and a half. There's no way you could do longer terms?
I can, but based on your situation, I know this is the best approval available. Because generally, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Generally what?
Generally, there are programs that go higher, but they're usually less funding amounts. Usually like 130, 120, 100. A lot of people like to stay at 150 or below. And the challenge here is if you get 150, you can't pay off the balance. So generally the way it works is it's 50 cents on the dollar. So if we give you $150,000, only 75 grand of that can go to pay off your existing note, and it's going to be counterproductive. This is more of a custom approval and it's ready to fund. But it is more, we need to fund at least the $100,000 transaction first and then do this. Just so you know, we need to fund this, and the second we pay the deposit on the $110,000 loan for the equipment, then we can do the working capital loan. If we do the working capital loan first, it could affect the equipment loan. So you don't want to do it in that order.
Okay. Now, so that means a total of 225, including the other loan that you're saying.
Yeah, you would have to pay it off, correct. We would pay it off in part on your behalf. So we would give you 225. And let's just say your current loan, let's say you want to do this next week. I'd have you get your loan balance down to around 100 grand. I'd give 100 grand to pay off your current loan and the other 125 to you. Now let me explain why. Generally, these loans go at about, so your current loan approval was about 8% of your revenues. Some companies do 8%, that's of your total sales. Some do 10%. But if we do 8 or 10%, you're really at $150,000, which in my opinion doesn't really get you what you want. So we're trying to make an exception to go as high as we can without screwing up the approval. The approval is really simple. Go ahead.
So it's 225 plus the equipment loan, correct?
Yes, this is an additional. Yeah, so this is a refinance of the cash loan. So if you wanted to use this program, we would pay off your, Pacific Prime, Seattle Prime, and you would net the difference. So you would get your balance. I don't know if your what your current balance is. I'm guessing it's around like 120, give or take. That's my guess. So we're going to need you to fund this loan. You're just going to need to get that loan down to 100. You can give them some extra money real quick. Get the loan down to 100. I send you documents. Okay. We give them 100. We give you 125 straight into your bank account. This is in addition to the $100,000 equipment loan and the other $75,000 equipment loan. So all three are still approved.
Now, quick question. What's the APR and what's the APR right now?
On the working capital?
Yes, and what's the monthly payment?
All right, so the working capital is a cash loan. It's done similar to your loan that you have with Seattle Prime because it's a cash loan. It's not an equipment loan. It can be done over 18 months, okay?
Okay.
So I can give you those numbers. Let's just bring that. So it's going to be a daily draft. So it's going to be a micropayment daily. So the daily payment, if you max out the approval, is $833 a day. So on a weekly basis, you're looking at $4,165 a week. Also, the way our program works is this. We have what's called a renewal. So let me walk you through that. You can do a shorter term. I just don't see it being advantageous to you, but I'm more than happy to offer to you. So the way that our loan works is very unique. Once you're 9 months into the loan, which is halfway through, you can apply for additional funding for cash, not equipment, but for cash. If you end up getting an additional approval with us, we actually will waive all the remaining interest and give you a new loan. And oftentimes with existing customers, we give larger loans, longer terms, more money, cheaper cost of money. There's no pressure for me for you to fund this loan. I'm not going to there's no pressure for me to put it out there for you. I just want to let you know I've approved it in kind of a custom way.
I'm kind of confused when you say 833. So
your cash loan right now has a weekly payment. We offer daily or weekly payments. On this one, it was approved for daily, although I can offer weekly. I can see if we can offer weekly. But it'd be 833 a day, 5 days a week, no weekends or holidays.
$833 or?
$833 per day, correct.
Because your current,
your current loan is $2,700 per week.
Yes.
This is twice as much money, but it's with a payment of $833 a day.
Okay, let me speak to my brother and get back to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's the APR?
There's not an APR. It's a rate factor. It's a payback. I can send you the contract if you wish, but to walk back here is this. I'm simply trying to put a solution together where you guys can get more capital. And the problem is this. There is something in our industry called stacking. Have you ever heard of stacking?
No, I haven't.
Okay. So that's when a company will give you a loan on top of your other cash loan. So there are programs where if you wanted to, we could give you a quick $50,000 or $100,000 on top of your other loan. The reason I'm telling you not to do that is that type of loan, and if you do that, it generally violates your existing contract. So generally with these cash loans, usually in the contract it says that if you take another cash loan on top of this one, it's a violation of the contract, and it does allow the lenders to ask for all their money back, which I don't think is an appropriate solution. This program, the reality is this is kind of just how the numbers work. In a perfect world, you would have a $75,000 balance, and I'd give you one at 150 at a cheaper APR or cheaper payback than what you currently have. But we're just trying to help you guys in a kind of a custom approval, saying, hey, look, even though you have a pretty large balance, we can give you an approval that doesn't violate your current contract, pays it off what you're supposed to do and gives you about another $125,000, which I think is more than fair.
Okay. Okay. Let me get. And then, if we just use only the to cover up the amount, how much would the daily be?
Say that again.
So let's say we just pay off the capital loan. How much would the daily?
You mean
be?
Just refund? Well, why would you want to do that?
I'm just curious.
Well, it won't work because you can't just refinance debt. I could give you a cheaper payment, but that's counterproductive. You're supposed to if you owe $10,000, you can't just refinance $110,000 because what will happen is a month later you'll be needing money, and it's just counterproductive. Okay. So the rules of this program work the following: for every dollar, like, we would prefer to not pay off anyone, but since you have a current loan, we've got an approval for you. It's $225,000, and so that means about $100,000 to $110,000, $100,000 to $112,000, which is 50% of that $225,000, can be used to pay off your current loan obligation.
Okay, so weekly for $833,000, how much is that?
So I don't know if you'll qualify for weekly. It really doesn't matter at the end of the day to me. But I'm just taking $833,000 and I'm multiplying it by. So let's give you those exact numbers. If we do weekly, we're looking at. $4,038.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, okay, absolutely. You. Okay, hey, do you guys have any progress on the equipment side of things or no?
Right now I do. I just I'll forward it to you right now.
Okay, I'm here to help. There's no rush.
That receipt, right?
I'm sorry.
Invoices, even though the dishes, we can't use that invoice even though we paid it off, right?
No, because that's not collateral. That's okay. Dishes. It's not equipment. Okay. It's not a hard asset. So, and that's an old invoice. That's 2 years old. That's when they started shipping. So, there's a conflicting one. No, we can't finance dishes, but, you know, I'm just waiting to see what equipment you guys want to finance for the first portion, and I know you're trying to go to two vendors, so just let me know, and I'll work on it and get it done.
Okay, thank you.
You got it.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.